23rd of February, and it's about 11:10 in the afternoon, or 11:10 in the morning, it isn't noon yet. Present is myself, Sergeant Mike Barnes of the Sheriff's Department, and prearranged, and what I'd like to do today is discuss the Kinney incident, Kinney Shoe incident, an incident in which you witnessed on the 14th of February. If you could, just in your own words, in a narrative form, if you could tell me what you remembered seeing from the beginning, where you were at, and why you were there, and just kind of walk through or talk through what you saw and what you did.
All right. Pretty much, I pulled up to the 76 station to get gas, and I was facing, I guess it'd be north, facing towards the Kinney Shoes.
Okay. You have your back to Ponderosa. That's Ponderosa and O'Neill Road. Gave you back to Ponderosa. Okay.
And start filling up my car with gas, and all of a sudden, I remember I was at $9 on my going up there, and I heard a car lock up, and I looked over, and it was a sheriff car just stopping, just right behind me a little bit.
What do you mean locking up?
She was locked up a brake.
Getting a brake.
And it appeared that she was, at first glance, it looked like she was trying to stop because of a pickup truck pulling up.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went around the truck and pulled up in between the foot locker and the 76 station, pulled in the side there.
In between the two, is that what you're describing?
Yeah. Got out with her shotgun and peeked around the corner looking towards the Kinney Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about what was going on. I hadn't figured it out yet. And all of a sudden, one kid came out of Kenny's Shoes, and then she radioed for backup.
You heard her do that?
No, but I've been in PE, so I knew she was calling for backup.
Did you see her ask for backup? I mean, is that
no, I just saw her talking on the radio.
Oh,
so.
She had her radio on her belt, is that what you're saying? And then she had a microphone. You went up to your caller. She had a little microphone up next to her caller?
Did she have a microphone or she was holding the radio up?
Okay, but you could see her, what you believe to be talking on a radio.
Yeah.
And you assume she was asking for backup?
Yeah, I assume.
Okay.
And at that time, the juvenile didn't even see her. He didn't know that she was there.
He came out of Kinney Shoes?
Yeah, he came out and he was facing, looking into the Kinney Shoes, his back towards us.
But originally, he's not outside. He's inside and you see him come out.
Right.
And then his back is towards...
His back is towards me.
Towards you.
He's not even looking over at our area. He's looking into the shoe store.
Who did that individual look like?
I couldn't tell you what they were wearing. I could just tell you that it was a...
That one person that came out, you think? If you could describe him to me.
Clothing-wise, no, I couldn't tell you. Everything happened so fast.
You said juvenile.
Yeah, you could tell he was young.
Young.
He was a kid.
Estimate of age?
15.
15?
Yeah. He looked in the store, and then he went back into the store, and then...
How long was he out front?
30 seconds.
Okay. But he never turned and looked over towards you that you saw?
No. Well,
in relationship to the deputy, you say she's standing looking around the corner?
She was leaning around the corner, taking a look at this whole situation.
And where are you in relationship to that?
I'm still standing right next to my car.
Okay, and that's at the aisles that are... There's aisles that are on Ponderosa, and there's aisles that are on Arneal. So you're on the aisles.
On Arneal.
And are you in the outermost aisle or the innermost? Or?
I'm in the middle. You know how you got your two?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the inside.
You're in the middle.
I'm in the middle.
Okay. How far behind her are you?
I'd say 20 feet. At the most.
20 feet at the most.
Most.
Okay. Anything blocking your view of her? Or how about the front of Kenny's Shoes? Can you see the front of Kenny's Shoes pretty clearly? Is there anyone else standing out in front of Kenny's Shoes that you saw at that time?
No.
So he's now gone back inside after maybe 30 seconds at the most, and you don't believe he ever looked over towards her?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Okay.
No,
what happened next?
And then this is where I missed it with the sergeant, but then they all came out with one of the salespeople chasing with a stun gun.
Okay. You saw that?
Yeah.
That's not something someone's told you. That's something you remember seeing.
No, I remember him zapping the stun gun.
Okay, now, you say they all came out. How many people came out?
For some reason, I remember five, but
Five meaning the guy with the stun gun also, or five other than the guy with the stun gun?
That's probably what I meant. I remember, like I said, it wasn't that fast, but it had been five. I'd say count the guy with the stun gun.
So five total.
Yeah.
Four, and then the guy with the stun gun.
The
first guy, I heard you said he was a juvenile. You couldn't describe his clothing. The one that came out went back in earlier. But you thought he was a juvenile, and I thought I heard you say you thought he was Mexican.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the people that come out, are you able to describe any of them? And do they come out one at a time, or
no? They all came out pretty much in a group.
In a group. You see.
The only reason the guy got shot, the one that really sticks in my head, because he was wearing a hat. I remember the Raiders hat or something like that.
Like a Raiders hat.
Yeah. Okay. And then there was the other guy they caught.
Okay. Well, as they're coming out the door, who's the first one out the door? Description wise, do you recall?
They just came out as a group. Yeah, so.
Okay. When they come out, what do they do?
They're sort of running away from the guy with the stun gun. Meanwhile, the deputy, she's now in view. She's gone closer toward him. She's walking toward him.
Has she done that before they come out, or is she standing over looking around before that?
I can't remember if she got in position there right when the first time the kid came out, the juvenile. Or if she got there when they... I think she got in position when the juvenile first came out. Right when he went back into the store. When he went back into the store, I think that's when she... has now got pretty much in front of Foot Locker.
Okay, so she's up out on the blacktop or up
on
the sidewalk?
On the blacktop.
On the blacktop in front of the Foot Locker.
Yeah.
Before they come out the store.
Before they come out of the store.
Okay. Before they come out of the store, does anyone else come out, or does she deal with anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Does she see anyone else that comes out?
No.
Okay, so between the time the guy goes back in and they come out, you didn't see anyone else?
No.
Okay, now these four, possibly five, including the guy with the stun gun, these four guys come out the door first, or they come out first, okay. And when they come out, what do they do?
They're all trying to stay away from the guy with the stun gun. And the guy with the stun gun appears to see the sheriff and sees that she's there, and he turns around and goes back inside.
He turns around. When they come out, do they immediately run? Do they stop, or what do they do?
No, they're not running yet. They didn't start running until she chambered around.
When did she do that?
Right when all four of them were finally out there, she put around in.
And what is she doing with the shotgun?
She's aiming it toward him.
She's aiming it toward him. Okay. And you say now she chambers one as they come out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she yelled, I believe she yelled halt.
Halt?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they all glanced at her. You know,
this is it. And they're out coming out the front door. They glance at her.
They've worked their way. When they first came out, they're running towards they're going towards the Kmart, going
away from her.
Away from her.
Are they in the blacktop or on the sidewalk?
On the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk. So they're moving away from her, not running, but moving away from her.
Right.
And has she yelled halt at that time, or
right when the guy has gone back in the store is when she yelled halt.
Okay, so he comes out. Is he saying anything to him? The guy with the... we're talking about
he
the
was,
case.
I
the guy
couldn't
with
hear
the
him.
Case.
I just heard
he's come out. You could hear it?
Yeah. And then when he was going back in, he said something to her about he had a stun gun or something. And that was it.
Okay. Could you hear the stun gun?
Oh, yeah.
How many times did you hear a zap or whatever it does?
A couple times. Yeah.
Okay. And when he's out the door, where are they in relationship to him?
They're still on the cement there, going towards
Kmart. Have they reached the corner yet?
No.
Of the building? Okay. So, at what point does she yell halt to them? Where are they on that sidewalk in front of Kmart?
Just about right when he walks back into the store.
Okay. So where are they? Are they
still
right
in
front of the door, or are they further down the sidewalk towards the end of the building, or?
Just a few steps away from the door.
And he's gone back in, and it's just about that time. When he goes in, he says something to her about the stun gun that you didn't really understand, and she yells halt.
She yells halt.
Okay.
That time they all took a glance to see who was saying this.
They took a glance. Are they still walking while they take a glance? Did he stop while they take a glance? Did he turn around?
Getting ready to run, that kind of deal. They all took a look.
Okay. Took a look In what manner? In other words, they're walking away from her. Did they all turn around and stop and look at her? Or did he look over their shoulder? Or what exactly do you remember them doing?
I remember correctly, they were still pretty much facing towards her way because of the guy with the stun gun. They were already pretty much, since the guy had his back toward us with the stun gun, they were already looking that way.
They were looking, but were they turned around facing her, or were they just looking over their shoulder, or what were they doing?
They were facing her.
They were facing her. Okay.
Majority of them were. She yelled halt. For some reason, I remember hearing freeze, but I only heard the halt.
You say for some reason you remember the freeze.
I remember hearing freeze, so.
Okay.
But I definitely heard halt.
Okay.
Just right after they all saw her, they began to run. And they were running toward Kmart to make that turn on the other side of Kennedy to make that right turn.
Do I understand you correctly then that they're most of them are pretty much facing her about the time that the guy with the stun gun goes in because they're looking at him. And it's about that time she yells halt, may have said freeze. You remember hearing the words, she's not sure exactly what caught, you know, at what point. And they all sort of look at her or glance at her, then they all turn and run, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, run. They're running on the sidewalk towards Kmart, towards the end of the building with Kmart.
Towards the end of the building to make that turn. They want to make that turn.
Turn to what direction would they be turning?
Is there a donut shop on the other side of
I believe around the corner there's a 31 flavors.
Right. Yeah.
So they would turn around the corner towards 31 flavors?
31 flavors.
Okay. So then what happens? As they're running towards the corner, what happens?
She fires one round. And just the one guy, he falls down.
When she fires the round, are they all at the corner? Or have any of them turned the corner?
I'd say two of them have made the turn already.
You think two have already made the turn and are out of sight?
They were already out of sight. Because for some reason, right when the shot went, I focused in on the guy that fell.
Okay. And how many people did you see at that time?
When he fell?
Mm-hmm.
I remember him and the one other guy that stopped.
Okay.
Because she then chambered another round.
Okay.
And got at a better position at the corner of the Kenny shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Just about.
Okay.
To get the other
Let's
guy.
Back up a little bit. They run to the corner. She fires. You remember as guy goes down, that there's one other guy still standing there, and it's your recollection that two guys have already made the corner and are out of sight. Okay. Are you watching this at all times? Have you turned your...
At this time, I've been following her. I've been standing, I've still been about 20 feet behind her.
So if she's moved towards them, you were right in behind her, about 20 feet.
Right.
Okay. Anybody else with you? Or just you?
No, I didn't look behind me. I didn't look.
So, after... this guy is down, what did the other guy that was there with her do? The other guy that's with him that's down, you said two have already made the corner, what did he do?
He turned around and he looked pretty scared. I mean, he didn't know what was going to happen, and she told him to get down.
Did he stay there, or did he also run off?
No, he stayed.
He stayed there. He never turned the corner. The second guy that's standing there never turned the corner and took off.
He's already made the corner a little bit, but she's already got her position. Now she's looking down toward 31 Flavors.
You're saying after she shoots, then she runs right to the corner?
Corner.
Okay.
Right.
And is he out of sight at that time? To you? Where is he?
He was out of sight because I didn't think she caught anybody else until I had gotten a better position there where I could see what she was looking at.
So you're down at the corner also, about 20 feet behind her.
Yeah.
And now you...
I'm now in a straight line with her... looking towards, I think Lawrenceburg first.
31 Flavors?
Yeah, all
right. That area, towards Lawrence, 31 Flavors. Okay. So when you get there and she's got the shotgun, you said she's racked another round. Did she rack that before she ran with it, or did she rack it when she got to the end? Or
she racked another round, I'd say immediately right after shooting.
Okay. So she's down there and she's around the corner. What is she doing with her shotgun?
She's aiming at the next guy.
Okay, and where is he?
There's a car parked right there at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Of Kenny's shoes,
mm-hmm.
and he was just on the other side of it.
So it's not very far away.
Yeah.
Okay. And what does she do then?
She's yelling at him to get down.
Okay.
So, and then...
What was her language, do you recall?
No, I just remember, get down.
Okay. And what did he do?
He got down.
Okay.
Got down in the prone position. Not too far from the guy who got shot. So.
Okay. So did she bring him back, or leave him down there over by
Left
the car?
Left him there, and at that time, all the sheriff... deputies were pulling in.
Okay. And what was the next thing you saw her do?
I'm trying to think. A deputy came in. He pulled up, and she said something about that. We got one guy shot, and then she was giving instructions on where the other ones were heading and the description of what where they went.
Okay.
One deputy went, and the guy was shot and held his head up.
Okay. The very first deputy that arrives, though, what did she tell him? Did you call the first deputy?
Yeah. If I recall, she said that he got one shot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the exact words, but it was in effect that she was telling him that one guy shot already.
Okay. You remember her telling me that?
Yeah.
Okay. What did he say? What did he do?
I'm trying to think if it's the same deputy that went and held once the guy was shot. But somebody got... I don't know who got the guy that was on the ground, the one that wasn't shot.
What do you mean got him?
Took him away, handcuffed him, and put him in the car.
The one that wasn't shot?
Wasn't shot.
Okay.
Because at that time I'm focusing on the guy that shot for some odd reason.
And is anybody with him?
That was shot?
Mm-hmm.
There was just, yeah, like, so there was that deputy that was holding his head.
Holding his head.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got one holding his head, you got another one escorting the deputy away.
Yeah.
I mean, not the deputy, excuse me, the guy that wasn't shot escorting him away.
Right.
And what is the, what does the female deputy do, the one that shot? What is she doing at this time?
At that time, like I said, a lot of cars were pulling, a lot of sheriffs were
pulling. A lot of people started arriving, yeah.
People were moving all over the place, and they pretty much took her away. I mean, she wasn't there, I'd say, 5 minutes after
she left the scene. She didn't see where she went after that, from that corner.
No.
Okay. Let's get back to... Initially, when she arrives and she has gotten out of the car with a shotgun and she's taken a position, where is this position where she's watching the store? Before she advances towards the store, where is she at?
Right pretty much at the corner of the Foot Locker.
Okay. Close to her unit or around the corner?
Yeah, right next to
her. There's a hedge that comes way out there.
Yeah. Well,
is she at the corner of the hedge? Is she around the hedge? Or do you recall?
I just remember she had her back toward us, and she started peeking around. I'd say she was in relation with the sidewalk.
When the guy came out of the store, the first guy that comes out of the store, you say a juvenile male Mexican, and stands out there with his back towards you and towards the deputy, looking around a little bit, maybe maximum of 30 seconds, you said, then he went back in the store.
Right.
Did you see him have anything in his hands or anything?
No.
Did you see him with any guns or any weapons?
No.
Or anything like that? Okay. When he goes back in the store, how long is it between after he goes back in the store and the four of them then now come out the door? The five of them, because the guy was just done with.
I'd say, again, less than 30 seconds.
Less than 30 seconds. And they come out running?
Running in between and walking. They're just trying to stay away from the guy zapping that stun gun. It seemed like...
Did any of those four people, other than the guy with the stun, or the guy with the stun gun, besides the stun gun, did you ever see anybody carrying anything?
No.
Or did you see any guns in their hands or anything at all? Did you see any of them with their hands in their pockets?
No.
No. You said you kind of keyed in on the guy that got shot, the guy
right.
who you said had a black Raiders hat on.
Right.
Or a Raiders hat. I don't know if you even said black. Was it a black Raiders hat or a white Raiders hat? I'm not sure they even make a white Raiders hat.
Yeah, I don't know of a black Raiders hat anyway.
You keyed in on the guy with the Raiders hat.
Right.
Is he the smaller of the group, the bigger of the group?
Well, he's a little heavy set.
Heavy set. Okay. Do you know what he was wearing?
I don't really tell you. I just remember the hat. And there might have been a shirt, too, a Raiders shirt.
Well, what color shirt would that have been?
I think he had a black shirt on.
Black shirt. Jacket? Did he have a jacket over that? Do you remember?
No.
No jacket. Okay. Do you remember him in particular, since you said you keyed in on him having anything in his hand?
Yeah.
Do you remember him having his hands in his pocket?
No, he was running.
when he was running and everyone's down at the end to make the corner, and two of them are out of sight, those two are still there. She shoots. You remember seeing him go down? Are we talking about the guy with the Raiders hat?
Sure.
Go down. And the other guy is just turning and almost out of sight at that time?
Yeah, I think he was...
But you remember still seeing him, but the other two are gone,
yeah.
I think you said. Okay. When she shoots, do you actually... Are you looking that direction at the time when the shot is fired?
Sure.
Okay. And where is she at that point when she fires?
Just out in front of the locker.
Good luck. Okay. A sidewalk or in the parking lot?
Parking lot. Parking lot.
Okay. What is his position when she shoots? The one that is shot. What is he doing at that time?
He's running.
Okay.
I wouldn't even say he had made the turn. He looked more like he was headed towards
running her. Towards her, away from her.
Away from her.
Okay. And
towards Kmart. He was.
Okay.
Was
fast. Was he? Did it appear he was going to continue to run straight towards Kmart? Was he going to go left? Was he going to go right? Where was he going to go?
Looked like he was going to either go far side around the car or make the turn.
One of those two. Far, did you say there's a car parked in that first stall at the turn?
Some four-door, I think silver car.
Silver car, okay. So he was, in your opinion, he was either going to go around the back of that car
or
he was going to make the turn like everyone else was doing. So what was his position when actually he was hit? Let me back up a little bit. When he was shot, you hear the shot, you see the shot, meaning you see your shoot. What position was he? Was he turned to the right? Was he turned to the left? Was he facing her? Had he stopped and faced her?
No,
or
was
his back to her?
His back was to her. He was going away. I mean, he didn't want to.
He was going away. Where was his head? Was his head looking back at her? Was it?
No, it wasn't. He was just running with the rest of them. He wanted.
Was there any indication to you that he had made, at that time, made any turn or confrontation to turn to confront her or turn towards her?
I'd say no. Okay. But I mean, when she did the shot, I was surprised at that.
Why was that?
Because from what I saw, I didn't feel like he was doing anything that was going to harm anyone. I've been through MP. I've been MP for 3.5 years, and I just thought that was...
Are you in the reserve?
Yeah. Definitely caught me off guard. I wasn't ready for it.
You was unexpected when she shot.
Yeah.
What you're saying. Okay. How about any of the other guys prior to that? Did anyone appear that they're going to turn? Have any words with her or face her or confront her?
Nobody said a thing.
Nobody said a thing. Okay. And the other guy that's just making the corner, how about him? Had he turned towards her? I mean, he had to turn to go towards the corner, to turn the corner. The second guy, the guy that was just going out of sight, but was still pretty much somewhat in your view when he went down.
Did he say anything? No.
Did he make any movements towards her? Did he have his hands in his pockets or anything like that you could notice? Any weapons that you saw?
No.
Okay. From your, backing up even further, then back towards the beginning, from your vantage point, when this guy first came out of the store, stood around 30 seconds and was back towards you, then went back in again. Could you see into the front of that store?
Not really. I mean, I could see the one far wall, but I wasn't really focusing on it. I hadn't really tried to look for it.
Could you see anything going on just inside the doors or further back in the store? Anything going on inside the store?
Thinking back, I think I could see somebody, but I just didn't look. It looked normal. I mean, I just remember seeing somebody standing way in the back there.
Okay. Could you see anything going on, meaning was anyone fighting or anything like that that you were able to see?
No.
And the person you think you might have seen in the background, how far back in the background was it? Next to the door, just inside the door?
Just inside the door.
The back of the store?
Just inside of the door.
How many people?
You could just, for some reason, see one person.
Maybe one person. You say when the first guy came out and then looked around and then went back in, was it at that time you think she called on her radio? What point was it that she called on her radio that you remember seeing her calling on her radio?
I remember her calling when the first guy had come out.
Okay.
So
and your assumption at that time was backup. You didn't hear the conversation.
No.
saying it quietly, softly, so she's screaming it.
I couldn't hear words.
Did you ever see her communicate after that? In other words, use a radio after that time.
No, I don't think it is. After the shooting, it wasn't too long, it was seconds before they were all pulling in. So.
Clothing on any of the other four people. Anything you recognize or remembered about anybody? And nationality of the rest of them, the first
all,
of the moment.
They're all Mexican.
How about the guy with the zapper? Was he not Mexican also?
No, I think he was Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay. So all four of them, all the other four were not Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
all fairly young, except for the one that was shot at the time. He was older than the rest.
Older, and you said a little heavy.
Yeah, he was a little heavy, so.
About clothing, about any other one, hats or coats or shirts or pants or anything like that you remember, other than you said the one guy had a Raiders hat on, the bigger guy.
Mm-hmm.
No, happens pretty quick. It's kind of hard to remember that stuff.
I remember the kid from 76, his he was running around saying, oh shit.
Who was that kid? Do you know him?
Oh, the gas station.
Okay, the gas station. Where was any other people that you saw witnesses to this, that like you were a witness?
Well, the kid, he was, from the 76, he was standing right behind me.
He was standing right behind you. Initially or all the way through it?
Initially, I think.
Okay, how about when you approached and followed her when she ran over to the corner and you could say you were about 20 feet behind her?
I don't know, because I didn't want, for some reason I wasn't going to take my eyes off, especially after the shooting, I was going to. I didn't want to take my eyes off. I don't know if anybody stands behind me. I know he at first ran off to my right, but I don't know how far he went or where he went.
Do you remember prior to the Mexican guy that came out, the juvenile came out, stood around for about 30 minutes, 30 seconds, then went back in again? Anyone coming out of that door and coming over towards her, walking up to her? Or if anyone did that after he went back in and before the four or five of them came out the door, do you remember anybody coming up, walking over to her and talking to her, coming out of that door? Don't let me suggest to you that there was somebody.
Yeah.
All I want to know is whether or not, in your memory, do you remember anyone?
I don't remember somebody do, but then everything happened so fast.
Yeah,
and it was.
Yeah, I understand.
That was some quick.
Okay. How about anybody coming out of the Foot Locker? Did anybody come out of there?
No. Not until after everything had settled down.
After they settled down, you didn't notice them like right after the shooting or right after she shot or anything like that. Anybody else?
No.
Okay. All right. After this, the deputy started arriving. Where did you go to?
Went back over to my car.
Okay.
And I lost my credit card, so I pulled my car up because I had my credit card in my car. Pulled up my car next to the Foot Locker,
mm-hmm.
and called Kevin, who was just here to bring me some money with my dad.
That's your roommate.
And then waited.
And eventually someone contacted you and got a statement from you.
Yeah, Sergeant did.
Sergeant Noel Brown. Anything else that we haven't covered, or do you think we've covered it fairly thoroughly, or is there something you need that you can recall that I didn't ask that you might be able to help with it?
No.
That's pretty much it. Anything sitting outside the store, like displays or anything else that you remember sitting out there that were in the area?
I don't remember.
The doors themselves from the tennis shoes. Did those doors, were they closed, and when anyone entered or exited, did they have to push the doors open or close the doors, or were they in an open position, or what position were they, do you recall?
I think one of them was open.
at all times?
Yeah.
Or was it open and left open by someone else? Or?
No, I think it was propped open.
It was propped open. I think it's a double door.
Yeah, there's two doors. I'm trying to think one of them.
Have you been in that store yourself before?
A long time ago.
Long time ago. So the only thing you remember is one of them possibly was open.
Yeah.
Is that to the outside or to the inside?
I can't remember.
Just recall possibly one of the doors being
open. For some reason, I left the inside. Because I don't remember them trying to walk around it.
Oh, I see. On the outside.
Outside.
Okay, I think that concludes this interview. Thank you.